Please open up. Tuf Resh Mem Tes. Now you'll say, what? Tuf Resh Mem Tes? That's Hilchos Arba Minim. That's supposed to be the next semester. We're learning Hilchos Sukkah right now. That's true, but everyone has exceptions. Tuf Resh Mem Tes. For those who weren't here, we're in unit number 4 of the Maamar Kamis. Okay. Tuf Resh Mem Tes. Take a look. The very end of Sif Aleph. You'll see in a minute how Sukkah comes in. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. At the end of Sif Aleph, the Ramah says, Lulav Shagodo Akam Vaso Kosher Kemo Sukkah Sakam. Oh, so we spoke yesterday about the one of Chesem and Beis. Sukkah Sakam is kosher. As long as it made the shame sale. So the same way as the goy can build a sukkah, guess what? The guy can tie in the lulav too. That's what it says. Okay, terrific. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Sifkon Yudal. Shagodo Akam, Rotzaloma. Afal Gavdu Lechatchila Mitzvah La'ogdo Mishum. Noi Mitzvah, which we'll get to later on. Mikomakom Kosher De Yakam. Fine. Vaimogon Avrom Shadazo Lechatchila Yagdeno. Hatam. Dechol Shein Mechuyu Bedover. Einer Vashor De Takno. Umitam Zeh. Ooh. Gam Ishalo Tegar Alulav Lechatchila. Oh boy. Oh boy, you know what's going on? This will be very relevant. People who have two left hands like me, my wife has two right hands, Baruch Hashem, so she can do a much better job than I can. But says the Mishnah Berurah that lechatchila she shouldn't do it. Ayin Shom, what's Shom? Simon Yudalit. That's the next Maram Malkum. Bebir Alocha Shabiranum. The Medina Ein Chashash Bedavar. You don't really have to worry. Mikol Makom. Tov Lizor Bezeh. Okay, fine. So what's this all about? Where's it all coming from? What's this all about? It all starts off with a Hagos Maimini and a Chos Tzitzis. Let me just show you what this is. Hagos Maimini and Chos Tzitzis. Hilchos Tzitzis, Rabbi Osei Hagos Mami has this discussion. Perek Aleph. Okay. Mikan pasuk re Rabbi Yehuda shenoshim mecholos lasos tzitzis mi de'enem emayit ala akum. Hey, he did it. Rebbetzin, please make my tzitzis for me. I'm busy learning. You make my tzitzis for me. Wow. Al b'shem mori sheyichim atzasi de'elam lasas tzitzis mishum tichsev b'nei Yisrael v'yosu. Abashar tikuni atalas v'tvias hachutim yicholos lasas. B'tolos v'gid matzasi. Chen kos v'bein atam. T'chol mitzvah she'ein ish lechayeves gon lulav tzitzis. You know what the third one's going to be. Sukkah, right? Ain't it cholol la'agid v'alulav l'takan atzitzis? V'rayim yad d'perek ha'sholeach. Kol sheyeshna b'kshira, yeshna b'ksiva. Comes to tefillin mezuzah to sefer Torah. Chol yamaisa b'troy, b'isha shoyse regila l'takan tzitzios, la'agdilam l'talisos, u'psolam en atam. Woo! B'd'perek ha'sholeach, kol sheyeshna b'kshira, yeshna b'ksiva. Wow. Aye, it says, Ma'aseh b'isha achas shenises l'chov v'hoisa kosheres l'tfilin ha'yodo. Lo shoisa kosheres ele misayas lo likshor. Okay. So the second terrace is better. Inami lo neseh b'isha l'tikun ha'dova make the cheftza. K'siva v'tikun ha'tzitzis v'gib l'salulam avakshira lav tikun ha'mitzvah matzil ha'mevad. In other words, it's nothing. A guy can do it. You have older people, they have an aide. And the aide helps them put the Pashtus is the mitzvah, is the tefillin should be on your hand. That's how it gets to your hand. I saw a whole, I say a shiur on Friday night in my shul. So there's a haskama from Yitzchak Yeruchim Diskin to a sefer called the Mashbiach. That's called Shlomo Zalman, the footnote on his Halicha Shlomo, they quote it. fascinating. Been to a rabbi who was a rav in Pittsburgh over 100 years ago, and has come from a gadol from Yerushalayim HaKadosh, son of the Mariel Diskin. And in that Haskama, he writes a whole shtickle Torah about this. There's a mitzvah of having the tefillin on, a mitzvah of tying the tefillin, and making a tenai, whole story. So Pashas, I thought it was not that way. It doesn't matter who puts the tefillin on. The mitzvah's on my hand. I don't care how it got there. That's the inami over here. Fine. Oh, so far so good? So far so good. Let's take a look, in fact, in Siman Yud Daled. I brought it over here myself, but I want you to look inside Ramah in Siman Yud Daled and see what it says there. Hilchos Tzitzis. Where are we over here? Okay. Siman Yud Daled. Sif Aleph. What does it say? Tzitzin shason goy posel. Tzitzin b'nei Yisrael. The fuga b'goy. Ishak she'el asosam. V'yesh machmirim lahatrich anoshim she'yasu osam. V'tov laski anachatchila. We just saw it. Hagos ma'amini yichus tzitzis. We just saw it. Right? It's found in the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah. Vafilu omer al gaba lo mahani shenhoksiv b'nei Yisrael v'osu mashma gam l'mayit b'nos Yisrael. How do you like that? Says the Bir Halacha. Where do you find this? Bir Halacha, not separate, I'm sorry. Ein Mishnah Berurah, Tam Shel Maram, Guva Bagos Maimini, right, we just saw, V'lo Hetakti, Hatam, Mishnah Dor Aben Hatam, the Yisra B'Mogon Avroam, Mishnah Dekol She'eno, B'Glevisha, Eino Basiyah, V'naf Kamina Gam, L'Yester Abitzis, Lula Ve, Nine Hawaii, Tom the Maram Congress, Sukkah, we're learning Sukkah, Rabbi Osam, not learning Tzitzis, not learning Lulav, but here it comes, yeah, Mishum de Mashmur Dake Moshe Shalom Choshesh Rak LeMaram. Rabosai, if it's based on B'nai Yisrael, not B'nos Yisrael, that's a local thing when it comes to Tzitzis. It's nothing to do with Sukkah. If it's a big adol, Rabbi Natan said, whatever she's not Mechuyev, she can't do, then it would go beyond Tzitzis, it would extend to Lulav, it would extend to Sukkah. Then there would not be a permit for the woman to create the Sukkah. I said before Shem de Gemara, Sukkah's Noshim is Kosher, maybe it wouldn't be a Lechatchila. Right, that's what it says. Oh, wow, unbelievable. Okay, now so what's the halacha? He says like this. Look, other nafkaminas. Okay, you can't ain't lach with gabba cotton. Why should I have a cotton? Cotton is should be okay. He is a ben Yisrael. It was not about chiyuva. I they say lechatchil de cotton. Roy Benochen. Okay, that's what he says. Adkan. So the Chatchila is the Chatchila, but not Mikir Adin. Now, let's get back to, can a cotton make your sukkah? Come on, Chaimel, let's go, let's build a sukkah. And Chaimel's only 12 years old. What about that? Let's take a look at Bosai, in the Prima Godim, in Tuf, this is on the Marim HaKom, with everyone else in Shulchan Aruch today. Prima Godim. Tof Reish Lamin Hey Mishpat Zozov End of Sivkot and Aleph. Let's look together. Here we are. That's the Prima Godim as follows. V'koton she'osa sukkah yesh lomar k'sheira. Why? It has to be with a shem tzeil. He's only a kid. Maise yesh lehem. Ayin chun yudbeis amit beis. Maise im machshava. What does that mean? If you do an act, It's not just a thought process, an abstract. You're doing something, then even if you're under bar mitzvah, it's considered to be a ma'aseh with a proper machshava. Ayin siman tarlav, in chadish badavar, v'tzarachim. Chadish badavar is something which is required in a certain case, at least the chadchila. That's what he says. Now, of course, there's a big problem. On both sides. If you look carefully, this is a kasha again, Hilchos Chag B'Chag. He comes to me with this great kasha, great kasha. Page Chav Zayin. Give you the sources, you can look it up yourself at your convenience. Calls it Tzarachin. The Mefurish B'chulin Shom, the Memachshavto Nikeres Eino Mol Elebid Rabbanon. Kol Shah Maisa Zakal the Machshava. Rakba Maisa Shein Zakal the Machshava Yeshal Maisa Minatar, but Tzarachin Kam. What's going on? Echa Shalas Yilitzel. Afmanat Torah, the Shema Cotton came Kiva the Tzniyos below the tail. What a great kasha! Look up the Gemara in Masechta Chulin. Says exactly the other way around. Pshii, great kasha. Even an interesting answer. Omnon for cost of Avnei Nedus and Metof Ayin Hay. The little boy Kavana l'shem tzel. If you need a Kavana, then it wouldn't work, right? It wouldn't work. Let's take a look in Chulin. So he quotes a Gemara, don't trust anybody, right? I told you, look everything up. Chulin. Okay. Machshavta nikaras b'toch ma'isav. Okay, it's about shechitas karban. Helem cheres of the vekatan, yesh a ma'aseh in the machshava. Oh, the rice of the rabban. Kod yesh lo ma'aseh and lo ma'aseh. Machshava not. What about ma'aseh? Yesh a ma'aseh filled the rice, and the machshava filled the rabbanim. Machshavto nikeres b'toch ma'aseh. Our case with the rice ain't lo, but the rabbanim yesh lo. I say yes, a kasha. About the Doraisa over here. Right, L'shem Tzel is no good to be Doraisa. How can you rely on a cotton to say he has Kavana L'shem Tzel when the stakes are so high? So Shavu Doraisa, that's his kasha. It's a fascinating answer. Here you need Kavana, all these cases. You need Kavana for certain things. Because Avnei Nezer says, Lo boy, Kavana L'shem Tzel. El Tzorach Shete Sukkah O Medes Tzel. Ulzeh Mahani, Kol Shagodah Metzaveh L'schach. L'sachich. Sharehu miyach miyach et asuka letzel b'shas asiya v'shap rechoshev ma'isa kotam den tzorach machshav klal. Wow, you don't need kavana l'shem tzel o medes tzel as opposed to asur la'otzav letzniyus. That's a chiddush of the Avnei Nezer Tof Ayin Hay, which enables this to work. Of course, is it really true? Open the Mishnah Berurah Tof Reish Chavav Sif Katan Yudalid. Take a look. There'll be a problem coming up. Mishnah Berurah Tof Reish Chavav Sif Katan Yudalid. Maybe he says as follows. Yudalid. This is Asugi, right? Mishnah Beis and Kotzer Sa'ilam Lachshiro Lios Halulatzel Mesichel Kosher Hushir Nanenol Yigba Kolecha Levado Umenicho. Umenicho V'chozer Magbia Etc. Says Mishnah Berurah Yudalim L'shem Tzel D'ein Tzorach L'anicho L'shem Sukkah. To get an impression over here that you have to have specific kavana l'shem tzel. That's what's the impression that's conveyed over here. You have to have such a specific kavana. That's what he says. It seems to be against what he is based on the Magen Avraham. Not just enough to be osu l'tzel, you have to have a kavana l'tzel, so it would appear, and therefore against the Avnei Nezer. Makes it depends upon an earlier machlokas what the idea of the shem tzel is. Let's look back at his sefer in footnote 1. This is Perek Beis, Dinei Asiyas HaSukkah. Footnote 1 says, has to be the shem tzel, and not the tznius bulvat. So Gemara, so we have chesem and beis with Pirush Rashi. Fine. And he says, Levush says, Chag ha-sukos tase, sheti ha-siyosa l'shem sukkah dainu schach. The Rosh says, no, sukkah which is made of tznius, ain shem sukkah lo. Not chtorin the asiyah, it's not called the sukkah in the first place, ain the schach. Nafkamina, ze, im tzorach asiyah l'shem tzeil, that it emerges from the Levush, right, because he bases on what source? What source did the Levush get it from? He says, Pshat is, Chag ha-sukos tase, in an asiyah l'shem tzeil, or no, Sagi shei ha-sukos medesa tzeil, and tzorach ha-vonim azeh dafka. Right, this is what he thinks would be Pashup Shah from the Rush. No, he refers it to this footnote just over here. The Avnei Nezer against the others. Avnei Nezer is enough to have also the tzeil, not kavonas specifically, whereas the Mishnah Berurah may hold the other way around. That will be dependent on the Nevi Cotton. Wow, that's a very, very big Kiddush. Okay, so I don't know who's right. But that's what he's suggesting. He goes, he's not done yet. What happens in the following case? This could really happen. It could really happen. The walls came tumbling down. The wind, especially certain kinds of things, the walls come down. But guess what? The sukkah stayed up. The schach stayed up. The walls fell down. It sounds counterintuitive. No. The roof was put in the, it was very safe and intact, and the walls came down in the wind. This happened more than once. You ever see in your life like this? The walls never saw. I mean, obviously, if the schach is leaning on the walls, this can't happen. But there can be schach which has independent support, right? The schach stays up and the walls fall down. What are you doing in such a case? Yes, over here on page Lamas Gimel, what happens now? Also, sukkah kilchosa kora machag v'nafu atfanas machag. Wow. Why should this be so? Because at the time that you did it, it was kosher. He brings a fascinating raya, Rabosa. Take a look at Siman Tov Resh Lamed, Sif Yud Beis. Should I put this on? Yes, it's here. Shulchan Aruch Tov Resh Lamed Sif Yud Beis. A freakish kind of a proof to this proof, to this din. Tov Resh Lamed Sif Yud Beis. Yochol Lasos Mechavero Dofan the Sukkah Lachshira. I feel the Yomtov. Uvulvad Shto Yeda also Shahu Hormacham Shemesh Mechitza Hormacham. Okay, you make your friend into a wall. Okay, fine, good. So let's discuss. Let's look in the big Shulchan Aruch here and see what it says. Tov Resh Lamed Sif Yud Beis. Let's see what the Mefarshim say about this din. The Magen Avraham, the Prima Gona. Tov Resh Lamed Sif Yud Beis. Again, Yochol Asim Echaver Adolf for the Sukkah of Chashira Afil Yomtiv Uluvat Shto Yeda Oso Shehu Matsham Shemeshu Mechitza Hu Matsham. Fine, says the Magen Avraham Yutes Shlo Yeda Does Havik a Mechitza Asuya B'Shogeg? Right, you're not supposed to make a Mechitza on Shabbos. Mechitza Materas. Fine. Alo Behema Havik Eitz B'Yama V'Oso Lamida B'Yomtiv Adolf and Gimel. Says the Prima Gordim Yutes. Watch this. Ein v'simetov fresh lamed hey bago. Tischach kodem dolphin. Right? Myri b'sheish tevach samach tischach. Avos tischach os l'anich b'sion devaydei Yisrael. So what does that mean? That means that the schach is put up first. Wait a minute. We saw before, you're not supposed to put the schach up before the tfanis. right? But what's the case? A tefach samach l'srach? A tefach samach l'srach? It can't be. Because if it's a tefach samach l'srach, there would be no issue to put out the mechitza. And here the Baal Rosh says it needs to put out the mechitza. You must say one of two things. Either srach before the tfanach is kosher, right? Because before the guy stood there, the srach was there first. Or, if it's possible, that since it was kosher, and then the wall fell down, and then he's standing up in between, instead of the wall, it's also good. It's also good. Okay, that's very nice. Okay. Now, Rabosai, we have a bit of a problem over here. Astir and Rashi. We haven't opened the Gemara today. Okay, let's open the Gemara. Two Rashis. One Rashi is in the Sukkah, which is later on in the Makoros. It's number 5, on deck circle. The next, I don't know how far you guys are up to, but it's number 5 is next. Yud Dalet of an Aleph. Yud Dalet of an Aleph. Rashi, Rav Meir. It's halfway down the wide lines. Says Rashi as follows. A person to sit in his house. Fahu, right after the words of Meir, straight one line further down. Vadai posel, to sukkah rachmana velo basel shokola imos hashana. Okay, it sounds like it's a real din daraisa. The sukkah not your home for all year long. This seems to contradict a Rashi and Chesed base. Rabosu, we saw Chesed base yesterday. It's chazer it again. We didn't see the whole thing. We saw the beginning. Tana Rabbanan. Ganvach, sukas goyim, sukas noshim, sukas behemoth, sukas kusim, sukkah, mikomakom, kshera. Well, vashtem is sukheras kilchosa, what does it mean? The shem tzel sukkah. We spoke with this yesterday. Mikomas, do you mind? Sukas rak vash. What's that mean? Roim, kayotzim, bruginin, show me paris. Sukkah, mikom, kshera, good. So, shem kilchosa, fine. Michael Chosa, shem tzel sukkah, fine. Fine. Good. Says the Gemara. Fine. This is what we had. But a little earlier, the third line of the daf, Shtei sukkah shel yotzim, zu lefnim mizu. What does this mean? Rashi. Shtei sukkah shel yotzim, kacha yaderach shel yotzim, klei cheres, be a man. Olsam shtei sukkah, zu lefnim mizu, bepnimis hudar, umatsnia kedei rosov, uvechitzona, who also malachta, who motzik derosav limka, in the place where he lives and he does his keeps his items, and the other place is where he sells his wares and he does his work. So the two sukkahs, one inside and one outside. Hapnimis ain a sukkah, Rashi. Involeshe besocha bechag l'shem sukkah, no good. You know why? Why? Sounds like it's a din de rabbanon. Lo minkara is a din de rabbanon. Whereas enough you doubt it, it's a din de raisa. What's going on over here? A contradiction. This is the kasha which is raised. It's a good kasha. Good kasha. Steer and Rashi. Let's go further than that. Rashi achitzona. Hachitzona. Sukkah. What does it say? Umishum. Right? A little bit in. Hekeva de mitzvah lekala mesar. The keva de kulashat lav hochadayer. Vashta dayaba ika hekeva. Once again, it sounds like a psadin that there are bonon. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai. Tov, Reish, Lam, and Vav, the big one. Siv Beis. Tov, Reish, Lam, and Vav, Siv Beis. Yotzik Lecheresh, Shtei Sukkah, Zulif Nemizu. V'yosek deyrosu v'pnimis v'umochum v'chitzona ha'pnimis eino yosu v'lechov sukkah. Why? Kevashi deyrosu kol hashana. Eino, again, Nigar Shadar Bol Hashem Mitzvah, etc. Sounds like it's a Din Derabbanan. That's what it sounds like. Take a look over here, if you will, in the Prima Gadim, Eishel Avram, Sif Katan, Gimel, Eino Nikar, all right, Eino Nikar, Mashmid Apsul Derabbanan. Nikar's upset Derabbanan, Nikar Davis, as Stephen Rashi says later, says, Anaf Yidal Adin Daraisa. Take a look on the Ran, Rabosai. The Ran, it's either Dalet or Aleph or Yud. Give a look. On the Makaros. Dalet Amud Aleph or Yud. Okay. Omar Rav Chisda. Everyone see the place? It's in the, if you have his Yud, it's the bottom left. Okay. We saw this Rashi already yesterday. So the compression is conveyed by Rashi. That's a psul d'oraisa. Right? That's what it says. That's what it says. Now, is the machlok whether the Rashi agrees with the Ran or not? Poshup shot, as he does. Against the Bach says no. Anyway.
Why does everybody think that this is
Mashba Doraisa? Yeah, yeah. Pshita. Pshita has to be Doraisa. Right? Pshita is Doraisa. Did the Rabbon, it's not Pshita. That's true. Poshup shot is that way. In any event, open up to the Mogan Avram over here. Tov Fresh Lamed Hey and the Taz both in Sivkot and Aleph say the same thing. See the Mogan Avram has to be the same tzel lahagan mishirav v'shemesh l'tznias b'yalma Rashi really the moda de masol l'otza v'dima nami p'sula is supposed to be Ran. Rashi agrees with the Ran. Ach mesukas yoshim s'fila the Rashi p'nimis was Rashi p'nimis t'nimis and sukkah. In Boleshim B'Sochah B'Chag L'Shem Sukkah Avagad Lo B'Yinah Sukkah L'Shem Chag K'Beisil L'Chag. We just read this before, right? Minkara says the Mogan Avraham Ein Asri El L'Tzeil I feel the Hachi Pasul Kevin Shadar B'Kol Hashana for Ran Sri El Asri El Adira the Loka Bach Sh'Osa Machlokas B'Chinam. Oh, I mean a Machlokas B'Chinam B'Mar B'Sholem B'Olam Bach is Arba Machlokas between Rashi and Iran. No, there's no Machlokas. Rashi and Iran agree. Rashi would not argue with the Ran. So, that's what the Mogan Avraham is saying. The Rashi would agree with the Ran. Fine. Fine. The problem is, it's Rosai. It's a third Rashi. We saw this a little bit before. Shtei Sukkah Shul Yotrim Chesem Et Beis. Look again. Shtei Sukkah Shul Yotrim. Watch what it says. Kacha Yederech Sheyotzu kli cheres b'yemein, make two sukkahs, and the pnimis udar. So it's nase ledira. So if it's nase ledira, what do you say? What's the rabbanon for? It's made for dira. What do you mean? Question of minkara should be daraisa mamish. That's the kasha of the sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag. What is the answer? What are the answers? Fascinating. Yeah, I'm reading to you. Quotes to Rashi. Mitchila nas ledira. So why is it the Rabbanan? No. His Rashi sukasa sukav lo beso hupsul bi etzem hacheftza de bias. The sukam rachmana lo bias. Chen bias shel kol hashana av she'osi mischach koshek in esorim ein al zeh shem sukah. Mashen ken sukah suyem anfe ilon Shein osin ben bias liolam shem sukkah leo velo bias. Quote to Rashi after Zvavim and Aleph Bishlama. Let's give one quick look. That's we'll get to that later. It's later on the sheet. Bishlama. It It's halfway down the lower lines. Bishlam Basil Tavam Bisham Tazlam and Osir. Bipsul, Vachem and Osir the Bayas for the Sukkah. Shane Shame Sukkah love. That's what he says. I said it depends on the heft of the house. Right? That's what he's quoting over here. That's what Rashi sounds like. The Psul Bayas Shane Shame Sukkah love. Ken Sukkah Sayosim to Shame Sukkah love. Ain't Psul El Mishim Heker. It's called Sukkah Sayotrim. What's in the name? It's called Sukkah Sayotrim. So even though it's a Pnimis, it's still considered some kind of a Sukkah. Even though it says Ain't a Sukkah, but it really is a Sukkah. It's only possible by the Rabbanon. Ain't Psul El Mishim Heker. That's what he said. Only Bayis Mamish. Sheregil Nasos and Kviz Minasorim. She Bayis Alzeh. That's what he answers. Okay. Yeah.
What does that mean? So what makes a sukkah?
The fact that it's called a sukkah. What's in the name? It's a hut. It's not called a house. It's called a hut.
So it like physically looks different?
Yeah, yeah. It's shvach. It's not a real house. That's what I think. That's not the kavana. The fact that he's living in a hut. He's homeless. The homeless people living in less than a hut. But the fact that he lives there is not excluded from being a sukkah that abides. If you built it strong with bricks, then, you know, that's called a bais. That's called a bais. That's what he suggests. Okay. Fine. Good. According to others, if you make a l'shem bias, it would be a psul. And if you take a look at the Mishnah Brura, it sounds like him. It's Sifkot and Aleph. He says, "Ulafukim also let sneers biyama the shtamish tufresh lamed heisip cotton aleph the shtamish shem lefamish layiroso oh ladur ba kol hashana leotzer does that ain't a bechal sukkah? Doesn't say it has to be strong or weak. It can be made from the regular branches. If you plan to live there all year, it's no good. That's a different sheet. On the other hand, if it's made for sneers." What does Rashi say? We saw the Rashi of Chesem and Beis. Om Rav Chista, made for tznius. Forget about it. Not Nasa Letzel at all. Not Nasa Letzel. So too, Rabosai. If it's made for an Otzer, this Gemara we saw before. Maybe we saw. I think so. Yud Beisam and Aleph. Look at Yud Beisam and Aleph, Rabosai. Rashi Choda. End of the narrow lines. One is a dinderabonon, but one's a real dindaraisa. Right? Xeris Otzer, so there's no raisa shayrim. But there's another din, that it's a bias. Kibayas biyama, it's a dindaraisa. It's the second wide line of Rashi. This is as follows. Elikabayis bialma, third line, and one is the rice, one is the rabbanim. This is a din daraisa. That's what he says. Okay, so that's what's called the tzniyah, so the otzer, that'd be a din daraisa. Okay, fine. Okay, now we go a little bit further. I want to show you something which I don't know if I can get you, if they have this on the screen, from the first year of Shas. Do they have the parish of the Netziv? Okay, see you soon. I don't see it. It's called Merom Esada, but... Oh, you have Merom Esada. No, I said, oh, good. Thank you so much. Thank you. Watch this. Everyone a little slow? Watch. Who shall sell the sale? Pirish Rashi. Eza psul ma shem besukh yas shem mitzvah. Din chodesh. Dafka she nas le tzel man achore v'lo le tzniyos o le tachas ache. Po niska din zibar vishon. Lo she nas le tzel de mashad lo hogin me eza dava shehi. We gadvi mi ayin roa kol nekotzel and we daven who vatzel kan afechat astirenu. It's a metaphysical tale, right? So tznius is also a tale. He thinks that Rashi is wrong. According to Rashi, davash al nasa she mitzvah bina and she asu the tzel mechorev ab nasa she mitzvah vayla mi letzel. As Rashi says, and the beizam and alva sukkas mitzvah ena letzel. You're doing it for the sake of a mitzvah. The Ran, even though it's bedakli from Rashi, Michael Chosa, some kind of psul miyuchad. What did he answer? Shelo nas shem dira vosu kol hashana, dezeh vaday posul. Right, that's certainly posul. Right, kamo dira shekvar daraba. Rashi daf yudal. Remember, you saw it. Hu vaday psul posul the suk am rachmana below beis shekol hashana. And the meila. Daf Yud Beis again. Liyavshem Nimach Talmasim. And with the Machlokes, and the Sharan in a road to the Farash Kepirish Rashi. From the Sfirle, she ain't kol nafkemina leeze tachlas nasa avir. Rak she nasa leeze tachlas tuad harel itzel. Okay, gan vach kilchasa. Hayne mishum she masi Yisrael ainu lachem ladas im nasa l'shem diyah b'chol yom asashana. Show initial ma'osa, but God vach, you have to be mevir. It's kilchosav lo ledira rak vash, hani regilim she'osam liolza. You have to know, okay? And we say shcheres yofa the mucha milsa asiyosav agatzel, and lo chashem anasal ledira. Abo zevare daran osfiu lekerashi, the davka logam in achov lo tznius, the loka magad avram tala, the magad avram. We just saw it, right? Bachman amachlek is for nothing. No, it's for something. That the Ra would not agree with Rashi. That's what he says. The Ra would not agree with Rashi. Finished. How do you like that? He wouldn't agree. That's what it says over here in the parish of the Netziv. Wow. Okay, fine. So what does it mean? So when is it puzzle, Rabbi Osai? The Ra says, L'shem Dira. Right? But Sneus, according to the Netziv, according to the Ra, is also part of Dira. It's also part of Dira. Yeah, why not? Tzel gana fechatas tirenu. Rambam, asol letzel, haynu shayase biyodov lafuke nasa me'aleo. Okay. So it doesn't mean anything. We think letzel means to exclude Dira, to exclude Otsar, to exclude Sneers. None of the above. It just means you did it. That's all. That's how Rambam understands it. No more and no less. The whole thing doesn't exist. That's what the Netziv understands. Take a look at Pirush Mishnayos. We have Pirush Mishnayos. Right before the riff in these editions. Where to find this? Where are we going to find this? Let's look around. You know, maybe if you're looking around in the Yad HaChazaka, we'll become more enlightened. That we can share on the screen. Watch. Sukkos nas kachos and mikom akom ksheira. Ava bishlo nas is bishay mitzvah. Hu she asu yil etzel. Kon sukkos goyim behema. Aval. What's What's the contrast?
So you think he's going to put in Otsar, Tzniyus, Dira, none of the above.
What's the contrast? Sukkah Shanasis Me'elab, Sulunat Finasis Tzeil, Tazla Manasui.
Ram doesn't tell him anything. A plague on both your houses, not the Rashi and not the Ran.
All it means is tell you, not if it's Nasa Me'eleho. He's a real minimalist. Right? That's supposed to be in Pirush Mishnayos too. So I'm not finding it here. Whatever. We see it already. It's good enough over here. Perkei Halachot Tes. Okay.
Good. Now, Rabosai, what'll happen if he has two kavanas? L'shem Tzeil and L'shem Dira. Both. What would you say?
Isn't every L'shem Dira also L'shem Tzeil?
And it's still possible. Yeah. That's what I would have said. See what the Alter Rebbe says about this. Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe, we're going to find him. Found the Rebbe. Okay, let's see. The both sides, take a look. First, the very beginning. Ein adam yotzi b'schovosov el b'sukah she'en asuyo el l'tzeil. Blavad. It's black and white, the first line. The first line has to be made the tzeil bilvad, and for no other purpose. Nothing. Just unbelievable. That's what he says. Dugmas anani ha-kovah. That one's getting dramatic here. The tzeil is called b'tzeil k'nefecha tastirenu. The Rebbe is talking about anani ha-kovah. That one's sort of flair for the dramatic. Aval me'asuya gam l'dira. The high melodah b'kvirus.
Wow,
there's a formulation straight between the arms. Doesn't take any prisoners, the Rebbe. That's it. Has to be for tzeil and for tzeil only. Now, of course, the Nitziv said, if you have in mind for the Pesukos Mitzvah, it's always going to work. Otherwise, you'd be a little trouble over here. No? Wouldn't you want it to protect you from some of the other things? A little from the rain? Mitzvah's going to work. But Sam L'Shem Tzeil and something else would not work. Wouldn't work. Okay? This is quoted over here again. Sebe Hilchos Chag B'Chag. I'll read it to you. Page Lamed Vav. It's like this. Shulchan Aruch Harav. He quotes it verbatim. So, what happened? A sukkah was made from year to year, and you live in it after sukkahs. How? You put a roof on top. So he says, he quotes the Chalkas Yoav. Yoav, after Tchilas Hasiyos of the Sukkah, Mikom Makom Kevin Shedato Achakach L'Shtamish Mabatoros Bayis Psula. Avnei Nezah says you're wrong. Shem Achar Sukkah Sorach L'Taken Tikru Nesorim. Ein Mizach Hashah Shem Dat Ein Dat Lo De Barak Achar Tikru Mekorim Tikru Nesorim Bayis. Gvaldik. No one's going to live in a Sukkah which is open to this element, to today's world, without homeless people. So you have to put some roof on top of it. Okay. So the sukkah itself, in its, you know, simple state, is only for tzeil. And the fact that you're going to put a roof on top after yontif and slide the roof back and live in it for a whole year doesn't take anything away. Ach, he suggests. Yemagagin asuyin li soga yadeit sirin. Right, which is today, they could just press a couple of buttons and the roof, the sliding roof will cover it. Nistapek, the Yavshad the Bezeh having Kitchilas Bayis
Upasal. Oh no. Hashach Moshe who ain't a royal the dira. Lo poshet sveko. Even he's not. I thought for sure it should be mutter. But if you plan to live there, but there's some tikkun after sukkahs, it's going to be possible for sure. Chazon Ish says no. If I saw gam l'shem chag v'gam l'tashmish kol hashana k'shera, shere I saw l'shem chag. Okay, not l'shem tzel, l'shem chag. That means for a mitzvah. We saw a mitzvah that the mitzvah is you know, always going to work. Okay. Look at Mishnah Brewer, Rav Osai. Tov Resh Laman Hey, we saw. He made it for a chag, v'dor b'chakach kol hashana, im yesha psul sukkas hayoshim in Rabbanon, im saga begili agag, lo skir klal b'chagav nem osa keim yitchila kederach shasukkas halolo posul min ha-toro, v'lo yol afim yachzim in ha-nei ha-schach, l'shem chag, ho v'yodosha b'chakach b'meshach ha-shana. Shoshim shat. What do you think? Goes back to Sof Perek Aleph. The walls who hold that kol hashana chayv mezuzah, and even on sukkahs you chayv mezuzah havidiras kevelon aroy v'sukkahs lo nifka shma, right? That's the Alter Rebbe. She posel min haTorah v'nasa mitchila l'kach. According to the Prima Gaudim and the Mishnah Berurah Paskens, that on sukkahs nifka shma v'shem aroy aleh p'tur mezuzah for that week. Im Cain, mitchilok she'osel l'shem sukkas, havik lehedya lo nasa l'dira. Hakach ovek shmo l'keva de tashv v'shem dira le afterwards. Koy mechag sukkas, shem dira saroy ale, shalakach nasi yipotam en ha-mezuzo. Se bikur yachad, the Mishnah Berurah l'shit tosam b'zeh. Well, what's l'shit tosam? They're mekel in the shayla, and they're going to hold, and yipotam en ha-mezuzo. Well, what's the din? Are you yipotam en ha-mezuzo? Or you're not part of the mezuzah. Take a look. I asked you to see this in the Shari Tshuva, right over here. Shari Tshuva. It's on the Ma'am Makarmis. End of Tov Reish Chav Vov. Oh, here's the Ma'am Makarmis. I think I wrote it down. Yes. Sof Simon Torah, we're talking from the Ayin Beshut Arbo Ture Evan. It's famous Charles of Jews. Not sure wrote it, but I've seen it quoted before. Take a look. Arbo, so the very end of Tav Resh Chavov, page 172. See the Shari Tshuva? The fifth wide line. For Ayin Beshut Arbo Ture Evan Simon Yudalad. Sheish Lagoin Prichot Ashtal. Shedata bechadorim mekorim im mezuzah uvesukos poschem hakirui umesakachim ba'anofim v'amezuzah kavua ba'deles v'yachar asukos chozim v'mekorim v'kuriya ha'mezuzah k'dekoi koi chotzev ha'prichodesh b'tshuva ish nemishim tas v'lo manasui t'roch likach ha'mezuzah v'lekvo samei chodosh u'levorech alav. Whoa! Can you imagine this? A guy has some kind of, people have this today. I don't know if you have in your house. Like a den. And they added some kind of a den, you know, outside. It's covered all year long with a, you know, metal cover. And it slides off or picks up. You have that in your house?
No, but I didn't know someone.
People have it, sure, all the time. See, Paskins, that when Sukkos is over, and you put the roof back on, you got to take the mezuzah off, put it back on again. Because there's nifsal in the between, because it's Dira Saroy, put them in that mezuzah. Unbelievable. Hagon Marazal Balamachaber means author I brought to Reheven. Hey Shalo to the Prechodesh. Ain't Mizem Mishim Tasnos. You know why? You know, not for our reason. Shana Setchila Behechsher. As long as it was made Behechsher, when we saw it just a minute ago, earlier today in the Shir, you made it with walls, the walls fell down, you put the walls back up again. It was Nase Behechsher. Even though in the interview it became puzzle. Ach bemes ain't sorovah zeh, says the Shari Tshuva. Temuchach de sorovah zeh bimei achag petura. That's obviously the assumption of the Prechodesh. Leis daiti poshet shem yolo lo yotze bidei chiyu mezuzo. Af pechag. Meachashu diras keva kol hashana. Wow. It's amazing. What's a machlokas where there are sukkahs chayv and mezuzah, the week of sukkahs. You saw machlokas right over here in the Shari Tshuva. So it comes along the Hilchos HaBechag because it depends on this machlokas. Now, why should you be potter? Take a look at Mishmetz Ozov, end of Simen, Tov, Reish, Mem, Gimel. Can I put it on? No. Look anyway. Okay. In the right place. Take a look. Tov Reish Mem Gimel. At the end, he has a sort of a roundup, even though he's already in Hilchos Arba Minim, he has a roundup of the laws. Oh no, this is the end of Hilchos Sukkah. It's still in Hilchos Sukkah. I made a mistake. It was Tov Reish Mem Tes. That was earlier. That was. This is still in Hilchos Sukkah. It's a roundup. You see, it's just of a. The Sadak and the Nechshe Sukkah. Okay, a whole thing over here. No. Where's Mezuzah? Oh, watch this. Mezuzah Mezukkah Potter. Anyone able to find it? It's about 12 lines up in my print. Mezuzah besukah potter. Umashma chedesh akol hashana shedabot tamil besukos meiser agaga v'amichse afilu hachi besukos petura to b'zayin yamim lav keva mikri. That's what I'm looking for. Amazing. Prima Gadim. Goes back to Prima Gadim. It's a classic sefer. Wow. Looks to Mishnah Berurah himself. Tov Reish Chavov Siv Katan Chaf Aleph. What does it say? Mezuzah besukah potter. The last line of column 1 on page 172. Umashma chedesh shel kol hashana column 2. Shadoba tamid uvesukah meisir agag. Afil lachim besukas p'tura b'shiva yamim. Lav keva mikri. That's what he says. And my dirshu says he doesn't agree with the Shari Tshuva, Pischei Tshuva, Shut Arba Turi Even, that Lonis Batlamach, that Mekvius Shukol Shon. He says, no. Holds like a Pekiv Eger. The deer shall suk as a suk deer chodosh, U pochus choshim arosh arayuso, and a hemishch a deer shall call a shana. Okay, so this is a big machlokes. All right, so we're not going to decide who's right in this big machlokes. Okay. Fine, so the Mishnah Berurah and the Bikur Yaakov say you're potter. Potter with mezuzah. All right? That's correct. Unless you want to say the first svara we said before of Shari Tshuva. Sichel mezuzah shaila. Then once you put it on, behechshe became. You know what this has come up? This came up actually in my house. I grew up in my house. We had, the Rambam holds, the only chayv in mezuzah is a door. So in my house, there was, I think, maybe even two doors. One for sure. I don't know how the house looked. I can't remember too much. It's been a long time. There was a door which was kept closed. We only kept the door there in the summertime when the air conditioner was going. Because we wanted to keep the air conditioner in that room. So during the winter, they took the door. You know, it was like hinges. Took it off for the winter, but back for the summer. So the shadow was came up. Okay. We put it up originally, presumably the door was there. Okay, now if you take it off for the back, so according to the Rambam, it was put there before in Chayev now, you should have to take it down and put it back up again. Ha ha. I don't think we did it. Maybe some in Nachmirim did it, I don't remember anymore. But according to this, the Svar of the Shari Tshuva was done by Hechsher, there's not necessarily a psul of Taaseh v'lo menaaseh. That's the question. That's a fascinating question. Is that true or is it not true? Okay, fine. Fine. Okay. So the very strange thing, I'm reading again from this Sefer. I'm read it to you here. Watch. He says like this: the Mishnah Berurah and the Bikur Yaakov Tafresh Laman Hey Sukkah Asiyu Lechag V'Dorba Kol Achakah Kol Hashana is the Psul Sukkah Sayosu Mid Rabbanan Im Sage Begili Agag, and they didn't say Im Masa Kei Mitchila Kederech Sukkah Shalolu Posam and Torah V'Lo Yol Afim Yachzim Inan Neas Chak L'Shem Chag Hol V'Yodu Shem Achakah B'Meshach Hashana. Okay, it's a machlok. As I said before, Sif Al Sof Peragala. The sheet is the color Shana Chai b'mezuzah after Sukkos Avidiras Kev Avol Aroy v'Sukkos on Nifka Shmo. Eli Mamish Divrei Agraz Al the Rebbe Sheposel Menat Torah Benasem Etchila Zekach. It's said it can be Keva. According to the Prima Gadol B'Koriyaka the Mishnah Berura, the Sukkos Nifka Shmo V'Shem Aroy Alep Turim b'mezuzah came Etchila K'Sheosel L'Shem Sukkos Harikel Lehedya Lo Nasa L'Dira. That's what he says. He's going to the top of page Lamed Zayin. Fine. Because Alter Rebbe, we saw it beferish. We saw it on the screen still, I think. Top line. Shem Asol, it's sale, but Gabbat Sias, Psula. Same as Tzel Hashem Dira. Lo Tachisi Lahav in Klal. You want to say, as he said before, every Dira is also Hashem Tzel. So the Psul exists. But over here? But Tzniyus too? No. The Psul Sukkah Asuya Litashmash Kavua Kol Hashana. Upsul Sukkah Shasol Tzniyus Beis Psulim Nifradim Hei. The Hashem Dira Psulim Hashem Davi Bayis V'lo sukkah, ilu sukkah asil et sneis psul mishum shein asil et seil rak et sneis in shem sukkah lo. Quote of Rashi. Ukevavur calls that berashi berosh etc. Vainu. What is pos? Because it's a bias, not a sukkah. What the second one is not even a sukkah. Can ech nivsol sukkah shasuya gam let seil v'gam let sneis or gam liotzer otu zul machshava poselas? No. Preil kaponim osas chak let seil. Doesn't understand this. Doesn't understand it. It's meant for a bias that passes won't help to have tzel as well. As he said before, all deer with the shame deer is also the shame tzel. So that's what's no good, that he understands. But the Rebbe extended it to cases of what? Situations of the shame sneers, the shame ulcer, and it's also the shame tzel, that should also be possible. He doesn't understand what the Rebbe is talking about. Never heard of it. Never heard of it. Where did Rebbe get it from? Taz Magen Avraham. No! This Sukkah Shasol Rek L'Shem Tzniyas Ola Otsar. Only. Not if it's Tzel and Gam L'Tzniyas Ola Otsar. Levush, Bikur Yaakov. It's only Rak L'Tzniyas. V'lo L'Tzel Klal. You see it from Rashi by Ganvach. What they say? Im Esuchechas Kil Chos V'Eschach Yofa. Mucha Milsa Shasol L'Tzel V'lo L'Tzniyas. That's no good for the many, but I saw it sail its nears or maxon. Again, even though it's against the svara of the Alpha Lubavitch Rebbe on this point. Okay, Rabbosai? This is what he says. Okay, this is page Lamed Zayin. I think it's 100% correct. In Sefer, Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Okay, fine. We mentioned earlier the Netziv, who said that if you have in mind the Shem Mitzvah, there's no problem. This is Chag, as if it's a Shem Tzel, don't you come on Resh Lakach, Netziv, call the Shem Mitzvah, we saw it on the screen. Does not have to be the shame sukkah kolashon rashi that beis amid beis. Avol sukkas mitzvah ain't no litzel. So how can a sukkah mitzvah be kosher? How can it be? It's not a shame tzel. No. If it's mitzvah, by definition, it's a shame sukkah, as opposed to ganvach. But goyim are making it, then you need the shame tzel. They didn't make the shame mitzvah, you need the shame tzel. One or the other suffices. This is a very important yisod. But how do we know what the goy is thinking when he's building the sukkah for us? Who knows what he's thinking? You don't know what he's thinking. He's doing the Shem Mitzvah because he's told it's a booth for the Jewish community, that he knows that, it suffices. Okay. Now what happens in this final situation? He makes it for a mitzvah, and he decides to live there all year long. I have it over here. The Bikur Yaakov Tov Resh Lamed Hey. I brought it in. Okay. Let's see what the Bikur Yaakov says. Let's first read what he says. Watch. Sail as opposed to Tznius. Okay, fine. Said the Mogan Avraham, it's Tznius. Yeah. Psulim and Torah. Can't make a bracha. Yotzrim. Koshim and Torah on the Midrabona. Kevin Shein Nika Shadar Bazol Shein Mitzvah. L'chein Bein Lo Sukha Acheres Torah Gleishe Bo. Can't make a bracha. I'm Psulim and Rabona. For Sukha Shasol Shein Mitzvah Sukha. V'yacha Kacha Yadaba Kol Hashana. Im Ksheir Le Sukha Lishana Habo Lo Mavu Beposkin. I built it for a mitzvah. You know, I like it. You should imagine a guy built a sukkah very nicely. And after the his wife says, honey, it's nice. He lives in L.A. Well, it never rains. Leave it up. Leave it up all year long. Yesh tahachmir. No besukkah hayas yotrim. Tainal hagbiya haschach v'lazal anichol klamon tarolav sif beis. Tiesh lochash gamkein. Shein nikor shedor balach sham. The Shem Mitzvah, not the Raisa, but the Rabbanan. Aba Masha Sosir Megala Agag Shal Aschach Levad Shekisa Achasukas Shal Eshtaket. You cover it and you uncover it. Nirali Lo Mahani Kovasukas Seyolshim. To be in the heck of Aschach Shalos Atal the Shem Mitzvah. Not good enough. Not good enough. You just uncover the roof. Aleph Chekos the Mishnah Brewer. He says in the bottom. One second. He says, Mishabur, Tar Lav, Sivkot and Ches. Did we see that? So it says in the bottom of the footnote. Footnotes are usually very good. Take a look. Tav Fresh Lam and Vav, Sivkot and Ches. See if it says it. Tav Fresh Lam and Vav, Sivkot and Ches. Okay. Here we go. Sivkot and Ches. Right? We saw Eino Niker when it comes to Sukkos HaYotrim. V'magbiyas Aschach V'chozo V'manich L'Shem Sukkah K'sherim. Shirafil Tikvas HaBayis M'skashal Sivcha Demais HaZeh when it's brought B'Simon Tarla. V'adin B'Sukko Sha'asol L'Shem Chag V'yacha Kach Hayodor B'Kol HaShona K'shiyagia Chag HaSukkos Tzorach L'agbiyas Aschach V'lach L'anich L'Shem L'Shem Sukkah M'tam Zeh. Who said so? Bikur Yaakov. He quotes it from the source. The source that we just saw is quoted over here. Fine. Rabosai, so good. Kosach has an issue in the Dirshu. Removing the roof is good enough. And Mekbracha. Right? From the fact that all year long the roof is down and you take it off for Yontif, this itself should work. The self should work. That's what he says. That's what he says. Then he calls an Avnei Nezer. Only if you actually live there all year long. But if you use all year long for a shed, you have to store a couple of things there. It can happen, right? That's not called a dira. That's the Avnei Nezer. So if you build a sukkah, and then you use it for to store a couple of things. Tashmishim Kalim, he says. He says, Halacha Lemaaseh, Rabbosai. In Israel, the porches. The sukkahs are on the porches. They use the porch all year long. They kept a couple of chairs there. That's how you don't eat there. You don't sleep there. You don't have a snack. You snack on the street too. You don't have your meals there. You're not sleeping there. So it would work. It would work. That would work. Okay? Fine. Plus, in the winter, you probably don't spend any time there. It's too cold. Okay, yeah, it's only Kol Hashana. Okay. This is, again, I'm reading you from this beautiful Sefer, Nun Tes. Yeah, I don't know if you have left something out. Hold on. Right page? can't be. Where were we before? 1 second, please. The Lamites. Oh, sorry. Lamites. Yesh Mekilim because of the Machmirim, and he quotes the Mekilim. Who are the Machmirim? We saw before, the Bikur Yaakov says it's Aser. Who are the Mekilim? Bracha. Shetomazah. There is so seragag. V'yen kan chasha sheker. There's no tats of love and Aser. Why? Because during Sukkot it was kosher. He says it's all wrong. All the beginning was Mezah Shem Sukkah. It's enough to remove the roof. You don't have to do anything else. This is what he says in the Emek Brocha says. This is a very important kula. This happens halacha lemaisa. It happens in certain situations. Okay, Rabbosai, with this background, we're now ready to start the next sugya. Okay? We still have some time. The next sugya is the sugya of Nisorim. A very important sugya. Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Rabbosai, let's turn everyone to Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Learn together. Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. What does a neser mean? Board, right? Mesachachem ben Sarim divi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir Oser. Okay. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Machlokas ben Sarim Shiesh ben Arbo Rabbi Meir Isleg Zeras Tikra Rabbi Yehuda Lesleg Zeras Tikra Abba ben Asoran Shein ben Arba Divi Akol Ksheira. Yeah, Rashi Machlokas ben Asoran Sheish ben Arba Shiro Hatikros Habayis Asuyos Mehen. Rabbosai, if you build a house, they used to use wide beams in construction. Today I don't know if they use such wide beams. 4 tefachim? How wide is 4 tefachim? More than a foot wide, right? Is to make
what's tikkus? I thought
tikkus
is shingle.
Tikkus is a ceiling.
It's a shingle.
Could be, whatever it is, it has to be more than 4 tefachim to be a problem. Rav Meir Posli says tikkus machshir esbuhu. Also the meima malis chesachet be'elu malileshiv tachas koras basi. Afim in esar makura. My house, the roof is also made from these beams. Abu Nassar Shem Mdalach and Rov Tikkun of Sears men in those days, they were called Ksher. Tlodamala Tikkun Luxabu. That's what Rav says. Ushmula Mafakert. Pishain Bem Abba is a machlekas. Yeshim Abba, they were called Psula. Oh boy. Oh boy. Rashi Shalem Abba. Machlekas Bahu Machshir Behud the Mishim Dain Rov Tikkun of Sears Mehen. You know the famous Rameh's Chayash Lemiyut and Kol HaShas Chayash Lemiyut. He has no exception. Ein b'marbo. It's a machlokes. Frek the Gemara. Ein b'marbo. I feel the pogos mishlosha. Hakonim bi'almaninu. Konim bi'almaninu. It's a mere. I want to translate the word konim. Reads. Frank was a grashi. I feel the pachas. Mishalish bit me up. Hakonim be'almaninu. Im kei b'may machsher. If that's no good, nothing's going to be good. Okay, with anything, you'll have no sukkos in this world. Oh, I can answer that question. You just throw leaves, branches of leaves, or you chop off. But in terms of anything which you want to make, which is, if you will, manufactured or something like that, or something which is a kli or some kind of a stick, it can all be no good. Because it's a gzera, according to the Machmir, lesson 4. Omer Papa, Hachigam. Yesh b'marbo. Watch this now. Diri akol psula. Pachas mishlosha. Diri akol kshera. My time is going to be amadina. Ki pligi mishlosha ararbo. Mar sova kevin de lestu shir mokom lo gazrina. Umar sova kevin de nafkli mitoras lovud gazrina. And my rabbi would have a field day over here. The whole thing is a gzera. What are you talking about? Shir Mokom and Lovud. So my Rebbe would always say like this: don't mix up the why with the what. Brisk is okay about the what. The why is the Gzeiras Tikva. You're afraid you're going to confuse this with the sealant. But the what were the halachic categories that the Chachamim used when they made the Gzeiras? That's a legitimate machlokas in Amoraim. They used the category of Makom Choshen, which is 4, or the category of Lava, which is 3. And they both have no bearing directly on this discussion. It's important to understand some of the brisker methodology. Rashi. Shmuel Yeshen Abba de Riakol Psula. Shir Mokom Dein Rishis Pachos Me Abba Shis Yochid. Lo Gazrinon Mishum Tikra De Lo Chashiv Yilassos Tikra Mehen Kev Nafkim Yitaris Lovud Shim Lo Yavir B'Mokom Mechad Lo Mehen Lo Yimotzi Yad Mehen Lovud Chashiv Yilas Domos The Tikra Ve Gazrinon. Rashi's trying to be a bit non-brisker over here, but the Gzeir is made in certain cases and not in other cases. Fine, Rabosai, this is the Poshup shot in the Gemara. But we're not far from done yet. Just starting. Says the Gemara like this. Tanan. Everyone with me? Nasanolat, this is the last part of the Mishnah, which you didn't read before. Let's read the Mishnah now, the last line of the Mishnah. Nasanolat, Nesa, Shurocha, Rabot, Tvachim, Ksheira, Uvavad, Shal Yishin, Tachtov. Oh. Yishin, Tachtov, that's going to be probably the last topic we're talking about. That's after we finish, we have to finish this sheet, which will take us a couple of days. We have the whole sheet on mats and Dover HaMaimit. That's the whole next sheet. And only then we finish all that. That's going to be like, you know, the very end. I'd like to talk a little about Chanuk a little bit, maybe a little Chazor a little bit. I don't know what we're going to do exactly. We'll try to maintain the schedule. If I recall correctly, I think the last sheet is exactly 4 weeks from today. I'm not mistaken. That's the December 25th, the Misporo. For those who keep track. Just mentioning it's a Maramokum. No significance beyond that. Okay. No merriment, just the last year. Okay, our bus. Shh. Okay. All right, so we have to almost pace yourself to know what how we're going to do this over here. Okay, let's go slow. Again. Bish lama l'shvuo, dama bish ein ben arbo machlokes. Aber Yeshun Abba, the Riakol, Psula, Mishamachi, Lo Yeshun Tachtov. Right? Why should we not be Yeshun Tachtov? Because it's Pasul Eschach. Pasul Eschach. Rashi. It's not Nosla Neser, Kosaka Daite, the Riakol, he, Ukshera, Gosha Nosla Menatsad, Darminon, Dolphin Akuma, Lo Choshev Schach, Le Misle. Good. Why not? If you're a maker over here, my answer, you're right. You're right. Toshma. Shnei sadinin mitzarfen. Zok Rashi. Larbo tfochem lifsol besukka mishum schach posel. Shesichek bedover mekabel tumma. Uschach posel biemta. Posel biarbo. That's the sugga we have to see in the Daf Yotes, which we will get to. Zion Yotes later on. Okay, fine. Next. Shnei nisorim ein mitzarfen. Rabbe Omer af nisorim kitzadinin. Bishlam alishmu al diyama bishayin ben arbo machloikes. Aber Yeshen Abba de Rekol Psula, my mitzdarfin the Abba, according to the Molinian view. El Rab the Yama Vishyeshen by my Abba Machlokes. Aber Leim by my Abba de Rekol Kshera, Hechidomi, is this Lo Abba, Lom Litzterufi, it less Abba, am I, Rekonomi Alma Ninu, Rebbeinu Shalolim. This is a checkmate. No? Yolom Disku Abba. Umay mitzdarfin la Arba Amis Menatzad. Oh, shades of Dolphin Akuma coming back. This is a sugya that Dolphin Akuma come back. And we're going to see at the end, it's going to come back again yet. Don't count Dolphin Akuma out. He's coming back. Lishna Achwina. Bish lama l'shmuel di yama bish ein bar hen arbo machlokas. Abo yesh ven arbo di riakol psula maimit starfim starfim the arba amas. Menatzat. Fakert. El the Rav the Bishlam the Rabbi Meir my mitzvah from mitzvah from the Abba Mitzvah Natzat the Rabbi Yehuda the Mafil Yesh when Abba Ksheira my ain mitzvahin Konen Biyamaninu not to be mitzvahin right I did come Rabbi Meir mitzvahin or Rabbi Yehuda ain mitzvahin the Inachinami it's nothing it's less than ain mitzvahin it's nothing at all okay it's a bit of a dochak Terence okay a bit of a dochak Terence. Tanya, kavasa the Rav, Tanya kavasa the Shmuel. Tanya kavasa the Rav. Sikacha ben Nisarim shal Erez, she'ein ben Arba, divi akol, k'sheira, yesh ben Arba, rabbi mei apostel, rabbi no machshir. Can't get any more explicit than that. Befurish, like Rav. Right? Black and white. Om Rav Yudah, maise b'sha saksakona, she'viyu Nisarim shahoyu ben Arba, v'sichachnum agamim impressive yashad atachtayin. Om lo. Misham Raya, Ein Shas HaSakona Raya. Very important Gemara. It implies that in the Shas HaSakona, you can rely on things which normally you would not rely upon. It's important to know. Tani Gabba said to Shmuel, watch this now. Sikicha ben Isarim Shal Erez. Sheyesh ben Arba, Divri HaKol Psula. Ein Arba, Rameya Polsi Buna Machshir. That's before it's like Shmuel. Umod Rabbi Meir Shem Yesh Ben Neser Le Neser Kablo Neser Shem Iniach Psal Ben Eim Ukshera Umod Rabbi Yehuda Shem Nosin Le Neser Shurach Rabba Tvachim Ukshera Vein Yishenim Tachtav Vyoshen Tachl Yosin Nechavasa Kitsa Nimrit the price is before it's like Shmuel. So there's one price like Rab price like Shmuel. Rabbi Yosin we still have a few minutes. I want to chop a little bit more Gemara. Itmar Hafochon Al Tzidehen they took the board they turned it this way this way. Rashi. Hafochan al tzidei and the sorem sheshu nabo shesicher ben flohit l'ruchovon al asuka el ishkiven al tzidon shupochos migimel. Obviously the board is, you know, it's maybe this wide, but it's very, these are things which are very thin, relatively speaking. Put it sideways, so the amount that touches that grade, the horizontal line, is very minimal. Rav Huna Omar Psula Rav Chista Rav Abba Huna Maksheira Machlokas Hamaroim Psula says Rashi can be forced to come on to cave and chase Shem Psula Leyen Nas with Kishpudin Shal Matchis Ha Psula in the Sache Becholin Yen Shofchan Rabosai it gets a Chalas Shem Schach Posle to Brisker terminology even though the reason was Exeris Tikra but once Chazal said it's Posle it's Posle I don't know which way you turn it turn this way possible by definition. It's four tefachim this way, or whatever it is, three tefachim. You turn it sideways, you haven't eliminated the psul. It's a psul mamish. Oh. Rav Chista, Rav Barahuna say ksheira. What's ksheira? It's like Rashi. The time of Mishum Zeres Tikra. Chiagav, the Loav, the Yenish Tikra. So they are following the why, and the opinion of Rav Huna is to follow the what. Don't ask me questions. It becomes a chesed schach posel. I turn it sideways. The reason doesn't apply anymore. It doesn't matter. It's the lum de shemachlokas between these emarot. Says the Helega Gemara. Ikle Rav Nachman Nesura Ol Rabbi Rav Chista for Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Amalei Hafochan Al Tzidei Mal Amalu Psula Nasek Shmuel Shomatches. Amen. Amen. Not the answer they wanted to hear. They held it was kosher. He said it's possible. Oh boy. All right. So, nope. Whole story, back and forth. This is Sukkos HaGemara. Sukkos HaGemara. Hafochan al tzidon. It's a very serious issue. Halacha lemaisa. Hafochan al tzidon. There's another Gemara which relates to this very directly. It's on Yuzayin Amid Beis. Let's turn there right now. It's a snippet of a Gemara, but you can't learn this without learning that. Impossible. That's why I put it on now, even though we should really maybe do it later, but if you don't do it now, we'll not be able to figure out. So you have it on the second line of number 5, Yuzayin Amid Beis will start from Schach Posel. Halfway down the page. Schach Posel B'Yemtza Posel B'Yabo. Means if you have a schach puzzle straight down, you have three walls, and split the middle wall right down, the whole sukkah is no good. Minatzad, Paul's Rabamas. We know this is Dolphin Akuma. That's what Shmuel says. Rabamat, Bein Minatzad, Bein Beemta, Rabamas. Woohoo! He denies his holding of four tefachim being a problem. He's been four amas everywhere. The Ramban passes against him because that's the case. What's a special halacha as we see that of Dolphin Akuma? The Shia is the same even in the middle of the sukkah. That's Ramban's riot to Paskin. The first of Yeska Kash, I get your Paskin based on the Svar. They want to do those Svars too. But that's what he says. Ramban. Fine. Weiter. Watch. Tanan. Nosan. Watch what's here up to him. Nosan Nessa Shurach Rabatvachim Ksheira. Bishnam of the Rav. The Mabain BM to the Bain Minatzad Barabba Ames Bishavachim Ksheira. El Shmuel the Mabain to Barabba Amai Ksheira. He answers to him. Hakamaskin the minatzad, Taki put on the side. Toshma, Shnei Sadinim and Starfin, Shnei Nisorim and Starfin, Rameo and Storm and Sadinim, Bishlam and Achlish, the Yamarabi, Bam Sabem and Sad, Baraba Amis, Mime and Starfin and Starfin and Abamis. El Achlish, the Yamarabi, and Sabiaba Tabo, Tvochim, Hekidami, Idiot, Budal, Lumless, the Roof, Idless, without coming out with him. Unless we are Mime and Starfin and Starfin and Abamis, Minatzad. This is a repeat, Rabosai, of Agamar. Toshma, almost done. Sikha ben Nisaron shall erez sheesh ben dalad diriyah kol psula. Ein mem dalad rameya posa rabbi yudah makshir. Humod rameya al yud chesem ben alaf rabosa. It's a few more lines. Humod rameya shim yesh ben nesel and nesel kim lo nesel shim minyach psal ben neyem u ksheira. Bish lal mandam ben beyem tzim ben atzad bedal ramas mishamochi ksheira. Ela mandam ha ben beyem tzim ben rabo miksud beyem tzim ben rabo amai ksheira. Amai ksheira. Why is it kosher? It's just split up the whole thing. That's going to be a problem. It's a long Rashi which describes what's exactly going on over here. I'll leave it to you to read it on your own time because I want to end now. You look and see, it works out. Get these new picture books.
Yeah.
I'm sure the picture will be able to tell you what's going on over here. There's this beautiful one someone had downstairs called a Hod Vahoda, printed by Oz Vahoda. It's a Hod Vahoda. Oz Vahoda is a Pusuk. Hod Vahoda was in Dar es Amun, a Hod Vahoda. So they took the word Hoder and they co-opted it from Oz Vahoda to make Hod. It's right on the side. See what he says in this Rashi Yitches, and if you have any problem, we'll talk about it tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll get into more of the Be'ian of the Suga of Nisorim. Today we just did the Bekiyas from the Gemara and some of the Rashis. And tomorrow we'll get into the Suga of Nisorim, the Siyata Dishmaya.